In this parak, we're going to see that what happens is that we're talking about the next of the nisayon of Avraham Avinu. The eighth nisayon of Avraham Avinu was that when Hashem had the brisbane of Sarim, he had a certain vision that Hashem showed him. So one of the things that Hashem showed him was the Shibud Malchus, that his descendants are going to be under the servitude of different nations in Galus throughout history. And the test is going to be, how's Avraham Avinu going to react to the news about hearing about the Shibud Malchus? So Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll go through the Perek Bi'un, but this week we're going to speak B'derech Kolius about the Inyan of Galus and the Arba Malchus. Chazal speak about the Malchus in different places, and Daniel had a vision where he saw four Chayos, and the Chazal tell us that the four Chayos are corresponding to the four Malchus, and the Chazal tell us in all kinds of places in Chumash and in Tanakh, we find Ramazim to these Dalad Malchias. In the second Pasuk in Chumash, we talk about it. It's a bit of a cliche to quote this already, but the Pasuk says, so the Medrash says, after the destruction, they destroyed the first base of English and sent us to Golos and Bavel. Bayhu, the Parasamadai, that's after the Parasamadai, the Persians were the ones that conquered the Babylonians. And then the next pasuk is Chayshech zu Yavon, Shechshicho Einayim Shal Yisrael, Begzer Yisayim, Ve'omru Kisrach Keren Hashar, Einayim Chelik Ve'likei Yisrael. The Chayshech is referring to the Greeks, that the Greeks made gzeros and they darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael with their gzeros, and they made a law that all the Jews have to write on the horn of an ox. We don't have a portion in the God of Israel. That's what the Greeks made a gzera. And then the fourth one, apnei tahaim. Tahaim is Edom. That's Chazal tell us these are the four malchios. And they find Ramazim to this in many places. The Dalad Molochim, the four kings that Avraham Avinu fought, are also connected to the four Malchiyos. The four Shratzim and the four Behemoth Tmeis in Parshas Shemini are also connected to the four Arba Shibudei Malchiyos. Many different places we find Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Shemini says that the four rivers that come out of Gan Eden are also connected to the four Malchiyos. So we find this in different places in Chazal. Just before we call up Rabbi Robert to give us a little bit more details about this, we've been saying this every day over here these days of Chanukah over here. Every night we say Moz Tzur, the famous piyut Moz Tzur. So the piyut of Moz Tzur is six stanzas. The first one is Bederech Kolius, so we're saying Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozeg Mar Bashir Mizmor. That's the first one. The second one is Roy Savanafshi. It's talking about the Geula from the Golus of Shibud Malchus Egla, which is Shibud Mitzrayim. That's not necessarily kashur to the Arba Malchus. It's a different system. Shibud Mitzrayim was more of an Einish to Avraham Avinu for questioning that Hashem is gonna give him the Eretz Yisrael that we speak about in Perek Memches in Pirkei Eliezer, which you also found out about that by the Brisbane of Bissarim, but it's not from the Arba Malchus. Then the rest of Mori's Tzur is talking about the Dalad Malchus. Devir Kocher, Aviani, Vigam Shamroi, Shakari, we had the base of English and still wasn't quiet. Because what happened? Kizori, Mavadati, we ended up working for strange people. Then what happened was Kate Bubba, Zububba, Kate Shimon Shate. Then after 7 years, we got out of Bubba. And then the next line is talking about how Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, even though Haman himself was from Amalek, from Edom, but he was trying to use Paras Amadei Achashverosh to destroy Klal Yisrael. So there, Kreis Kemas Barish Bikei Shagei Ben Amdosa is an allusion to Golos of Paras Amadei. And then the next line is Yavanim Nikbetsu Alai, obviously it's talking about the Yavanim, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us in the time of the Yavanim. And then the last one is Chasev Zoya Kodshecho. We say Dechead Main Betzal Tzamin. That is more of a tefillah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should save us from the current galus of Galus Edom. Dechead Main Hashem should push away the red one, referring to Edom, to Esav, into Tzal Tzamin, which is to a place in Gehenim. Talking Moedim Reim Shivu. That's the song of Moyus Tzur is talking about these four Malchus. Now the Chiddush of Pirkei Eliezer in Perek Chaf Ches, which I'm sure Rabbi Robert is going to speak about, is that Yishmael is also part of this cheshbon. We have to appreciate the chiddush. We have to understand that Pirkei de Eliezer was written by Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, which in his time Yishmael was nothing. It was a bunch of like random nomadic tribes that were just like hanging around. They didn't have a king. They didn't have an empire. No one ever thought that Yishmael would be anything. And Pirkei de Eliezer was mechadish to us that b'mayis haMashiach, or in the times before Mashiach, Yishmael is going to be a power to reckon with. We didn't realize, no one would have thought such a thing could happen. But Pirkei de Eliezer was gave us sort of a nevuah that's gonna be Ba'achir Yisrael. There's Rishonim that speak about if how Yishmael exactly fits into the Dalad Malchias, the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban, but that's the Chiddush of Pirkei de Eliezer. The Yishmael is part of this system. So I'd like to introduce Rav Shmuel Raber, the Mechaber of Achris Yomim, or in English called the End of Days. And he's going to tell us a little bit more about this inyan. Shmuel.
I'd like to begin with Pirkei de Eliezer, and then to have some questions, and then through this roshe about or the four malchus, we'll try to find and to understand the Pirkei de Eliezer. Because a lot of questions are. רבי קיבה אומר, הראה הקדוש ברוך הוא לאברום אבינו בן הבשורי מלכויות מוישנים ועובדים. He showed him those four malchies that will be in future time, four or five malchies will be in future time, שנאמר, how do we know that he speaks about, in this, it speaks about remozim. And Daniel, he speaks potentially about those four malchies that it's twice, one in Perek Beis and one in Perek Zayin. A female that it's like it is the power of to stretch everything. And then the Ez Meshulesh is the Malchus Yovon, it's a goat. It's Meshulesh is strong Ez, it's a goat. Shenemar, Vaitzvira, Izim Igdilad Mod. And then Ein Meshulesh, Malchus Madai Barash, there and then the Ram. The Ram that is Malchus Barash Madai, and then Tor. Really, we know in Loshon HaKodesh, Tor is ox. And he explained, no, Tor is Loshon Aramis. Loshon Aramis, it means, Tor is Yoino. And he explained, Kmar, Tor is Bnei Shmuel, that it's written Loshon Aramis. This is his pshat. The Maizik can say that there is no choice because the exile under Ishmael is a part of the future, as we know. It's a part of the Arba Malchios, and even the there is machloket who is the fourth malchus, but is Rom or Edom. According to Ibn Ezra, it's Ishmael. According to Ramban, is Edom. According to Ratzad Gaon, is Edom and Ishmael. According to Malbim, also is they are both, and we can find it in later pasuk. In read Tosa Ashor Shiatzmit Shozochor im Nekevo Yefat Chuveishadu et Kol Amokim. At times the Shozochor is an ox, and the female in Nekeve. The ox is Ishmael, and the female is Edom. If both of them will join together, Rachmon Itzlan, Shadu Kol Amokim. The Goizol is the illustration, Nimshluke Goizol. And then he tells later that Avraham Avinu took a sword and he cut him to pieces. Why? What's the benefit? And then came the eye. Then the eagle is coming, and he comes to take to eat those pieces of flesh, and he's thrown away, and then thrown away, and then after he saw the vision of those animals. He saw a new vision that he saw Tardemo, as they say, he got asleep. If Emo Hashecho, Emo the Malchus Revit, the fourth kingdom, Dichtiv that Dechila Veimoso, Count Daniel, Hashech Malchut Yovon, Shechicha name is Israel, and then Gdor Malchus Mother Paras, and then Ophelis Babovel, all of Neishmoel, Shalebne, Bne David Itzmach. And then he saw two visions, the first of those animals, and then the vision of those future dominion in the world, and then After mention a wonderful Baratorim. Baratorim says, Vekoros Shmoel, Vekoros Eschem Aror Beachis Hayomim, Vekoros Shmoel Emmanuel, Vekoros Yeshua Chomosaych. So what's the connection between Koros? It's about Vekoros Shmoel Shmoel. Because she Shmoel, il meg Shmoel, Ishma Kel Benachas Me Yisrael. The latter source is Shmoel meg. Because it's Chema Rov, Achis Hayomim, the Rov, Achis Hayomim will be because of Shmoel. So what the Jewish nation will do in the future time? Vekoras Shmoel Emmanuel. If we call Emmanuel, we will pray to Rimosh Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Vekoras Yeshua Chomosayich. And then there will be the Geul Yeshua Chomosayich. So Baal Torim says. And then the Pirkei Rabbeinu Zal says, the time, al pnei kol echav nofal, the time Ishmael fell down, ele toldos Yitzchok. This is Pirkei Rabbeinu Zal says that the time of the Ishmael, the redemption of the Jewish nation will occur in the future time. And then it's written, Rabbi Azariah Omer, lo nivreu amalchuyot ela le'etim ke'ageinom. All the mal kingdoms that were born only to be a wood, burning wood for the Geinom. First of all, the Midrash, Rabbi is a little bit choser, because the Midrash is marich, there was a conversation between Ribbono Shel Olam and Avraham Avinu. He offered him all this vision as the option. He told him there is a korbonus. Beschut the korbonus, the Jewish nation will inherit Eretz Yisrael. As he asked Avraham Avinu, what's going on? In the future times, there will be an exile. And how the Jewish people will be able to be survive without korbanos? There is a fire, there is Geinim. And there is not exile, what? Or a fire of Geinim. And Avraham Avinu didn't know how to answer. He didn't know. He didn't know. Who knows what's trouble? Or Geinim, or exile. As he showed him all the exiles, and this vision was a vision of effectiveness, of kindness, of love. Or even Shibud Mitzrayim, as you mentioned before, it wasn't because of the fault of the Avraham Avinu. It was a system how to purify the Jewish nation to accept the Torah. It's Kura Barzel is a big part of iron, that is iron, it takes all the sigim, all the siagim, all the junk from the human being that he was hurt because of Chet Odom Arishon. And this is a process of purification. As Golos Mitzrayim was this vision was a love vision. It wasn't punishment. And this vision was shown also for Galileus. It's not it's a punishment. It's a punishment for those transgressors, for those Averis that Jewish nation did in the first temple, in the first Beis Hamikdash, the second one. But those, this is a way how to purify. Because of this, then later when the eagle came to take those pieces of flesh, is thrown away because the time of the purification didn't come. It's too early. Because if the Jewish nation won't purify himself, we show later that the destruction of the Jewishness will be horrible, because he has to prepare himself to the future revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is supposed to reveal himself in the future time, in the time of the Yom Kamayom Hashem Agudal Vaneiron. It's a big awesome day, big Neuro, terrible awesome day that Dr. Hashem will reveal himself. And if you won't be prepared enough, Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachmonis, I wouldn't be safe in those days. So Mashiach ben David is not supposed to come so quickly unless Jewish nation will purify themselves. This is the reason Yisroel, why is this eagle? And then the question is, the question, because the Gemara, the Pirkei Avot says also that you see Chut HaMeshulesh, HaMeshulesh Shomer Meshuleshet, Shiyu Shlosha Pe'amim Atidim Nimshol Be'Eretz Yisrael. All those nations will rule of the Jewish Eretz Yisrael three times. Pam Shona Kol Echad Lefnei Atzmo, each time by itself. Pam Echad Shniya B'Shnayim Shnayim, both Malchuyot will conquer Eretz Yisrael. Pam Shlishit Kulam Ke'ach Echad Yilachem Im Ben David. The future last battle will be all of them will come to Eretz Yisrael. It's amazing tasrit how the future will be. And then what came out in their purpose to be a wooden burn for the Geinom. What's Geinom? What do you need for Geinom? Geinom that it needs them. And it's written, "V'net tanur Hashem v'lapit esh zegenim, v'en tanur v'lapit zegenim, sh'ne'emar ne'um Hashem asher ur lo b'tzion v'tanur b'Yerushalayim." Speaks about the tanur, the oven of the Geinim v'lapit Yerushalayim. What's the connection? So we have to explain what Daniel saw and how the process of the redemption of the Geula of the Jewishness. Daniel saw the vision with a stelium statue that its head is made of gold. Gold is Babylonia, and then the shoulders were of silver, the Persia, and then all this part was of copper, and the down part, the two legs, upper legs, were made of iron, and one leg is iron, one is clay, is cheres, and the 10 fingers. Some of them clay, some of them of iron. This is the future, the future stratification of the future dominion in the world. So now we are in part of Galus, the last Rome, the Rome exile. That it's a complex between Shmuel and Rome. And some of them are iron, some of them are clay, some of them strong, some are weak. And who knows, there's the last ten fingers of this statue. This the dominion, the future time, as we see that in our days there's a couple big nation from Rome, from Greek, and from the Islam, and so on. We don't know who is mentioned here there, but this is the statue. This vision was shown in the second paragraph by Daniel by animals. The first animal was a lion with the eagle wings, and then dove. The dove is a Persia, and it's pieces. And then there was Namer, the tiger, they had four heads, it was divided into four. After Alexander Mogdon, he passed away because he wanted to establish Babylonia. Bovel, and the Bovel was voice that it would destroy forever. For this reason, he was killed, he was murdered, he was poisoned, at the time was 33 years, and he divided his empire for 12 people, and at the end it became four. And Daniel saw it before, couple hundred years, it was close to 50, 60 years before it happened. Because Daniel saw this vision in the time of the exile, and then see, 50, 60 years ago, then it happened, it divided. And then the last one is an animal that it has no name, and is no name, and is very frightened. He has iron teeth, and tipon copper nails, and he dust and he put to pieces all the universe. And then the last animal is destroyed, destructive. And then there is a vision of a man. Man is coming. He is the Melech Mashiach, and this power of dominion brings to him. And this is the end of history. This is the end of history. The Malbim says that the dominion of all those Malchus will be till the end of the days. According to the Gemara of the Zohar, as the old Malchus will come to Ribbono Shel Olam and ask him, "Where we did a lot for Jewish nation? Wow, we deserve a reward." No. So Magni says that it explains that in Ryan Tweisfeser, the Avodah Zorah Ben Beis, he says that all those will be till the end of the day, in Persia, Babylon. We see also that the last animals has 10 horns. The third vision is saw 10 fingers, 10 horns, and 3 horns, and the one of the horn will be famous by human eye, and Pemeda Bergdolot, and the mouth speaks very, very fancy. Who knows? Midrash Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says the Gog is a very tall man and a black one. Yeah, Midrash Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says black and tall, and he speaks. Who knows? Yeah, and this horn will turn to pieces, will break, make a fight against 3 other horns. And one of them, the Jewish, the Kaddishin, Amcha Kaddishin, the Jewish nation, will be held by this horn. We have to explain what is going on. We speak specifically a few shares that this this last chaya will be complete complex with Shmuel and the Western nation Edom, and especially we have to mention that this statue it was broken by a stone that was thrown by heaven, not by human beings. With the Lord, and this and the statue was broken to pieces, and at the end, the seder of the breaking changed. The iron and the copper are fighting against the silver, gold, and clay. As the Malbim says, at the end, the breaking of the stone will make that the Western culture, Yavon and Rome, will make a fight against the Persia, Babylonia, and Ishmael. Mitzrayim neshamat yeh, Mitzrayim neshamat yeh, ve'ekmar ve'edom le'midbar shmama, ve'radak expen, Mitzrayim, who's Mitzrayim? No Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, also in Cheskla, in Beser, Mitzrayim, Hayor HaGadol, who's Mitzrayim? So who's not Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim u'ma shvina, it's nothing. He says the Mitzrayim is Ishmael. In Shmuel, then Babi also explained that his mother came from Mitzrayim, and because he accepted that of Ishmaelim, as he considered to be Mitzrayim. As Mitzrayim, as all the Ishmaelim, there is no Mitzrayim in the future time. Mitzrayim will be nothing. The Ishmaelim, that this Mesopotamia nations will accept themselves the religion of Mitzrayim, of Muslim, and there will be a task for Milchome, for Gog and Magog against them. And we speak about three Milchomes, and the last Milchome will be against the Jew. And this Milchome against the Jew will be by, according to the picture of Israel, all the nations will come, East and West will come together. Well, we speak about. But a sense that it's not the time we try to realize in our modern point of view, it's very complicated to realize it. But let's make it. The Maggid says that the first battle from Gog and Magog will be against Babylonia and Assyria. Babel and Ashur. There was the first that the fight against them, because there's Bosnia and Hezbollah on Babel because of the destruction of the first temple. And Assyria, because there is exile, the ten tribes, there's a Cheshbon. And this fight is also once of Mazda, this is the first nation, the first horn that it tried to challenge the Gog and Magog. Gog, and Gog is not one king. Gog is the name of the king, or the head of the kingdom of the West. Because that's the Rabban explained. The Agag, it's Agag. There is no Agag. There's Agag 1, 2, 3. Caesar was the established the Rome. Then the Caesar 1, Caesar 2. All kings of the Rome, they have name of Caesar, because whoever established Rome was Caesar. As for this reason, Agag, all the kings of Amalek is Agag, and all the kings of the West, Mesher v'Tubal, is God. As the Gog, if Bush making war against Saddam Hussein, and now Obama is supposed to make a war against Persia, it's each Gog by itself. We don't have a conflict. If this Gog, the head is considered to be a Gog. So the first battle will be against Babylonia. And in the end of Daniel, the Pergil Bet, he speaks about the making camp against Ben and conquer. The second fight that this horn will make against the second horn is against Persia. Persia is supposed to fall and defend the hand of Ishmael. Atida poros lipol biyad Roma. And Roma, it's not going to be at Poros. Persia is because they destroyed Shuls, synagogues. They went against the Jewish nation. It was a very destructive time. They went against Judaism, they made a Gezeros Shema Norayot, and Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe Shlomo saved all the Arab tribes, and the Arab, the Muslim, was went to North Babylonia, to Mesopotamia, and then conquered them, and they saved the Jewish nation. Otherwise it was Gezeros Shema Norayot. Even Muhammad, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, he killed all the Yadut of Yadut Arab Saudit. But his ancestors, they didn't make a fight. They were very, very gentle to the Jewish nation. It was of the Nisim, the big Nisim, the Rebbe is protecting Jewish nations through even those religions that they are against us, but they saved us. As the Persian support, it opposed that will be under. So, Persia. So, how it's happening? The Maestro, we have to see this as a nevoe of Bilom. Bilom says nevoe about the future time. So how it's, because everything is written. Everything is written. Baruch Hashem. Rav Tzadik Gaon says, so why the nevoe is written in Torah? Why? It's not for teacher, for teacher to teach novi school, let's learn novi, no, da. Nevoe needs to write Doris. What needs to write Doris? In the future time, that darkness will be fog and darkness. Nobody will know what will be in the future time. And for these reasons, the nevuahs were written somewhere in every place. The time we see, they are fulfilled. Wow, Moshe is leading the world. We see Shekhinah Israel. Everything is written is built through history. For this reason, we will be encouraged. And then, if it works. Now we take a look about the prophecies. We see how it will come fulfilled in the future time. So we know the Rebbe is the Malach, the Rebbe Shalom, how he leads the world. For this reason, Rebbe Shalom is leading the world to make Shiva Tzion Rishoino. Shiva Tzion Rishoino. There is two Shiva Tzion in the future time. V'shav Hashem Shvus Cho V'richomecha. V'shav Kibetz Cham Kamim. The Shiva Tzion that will come. Say he was inspired. How Rabbi Yezer speaks about the future times of being Shmuelim. We have to be inspired. How the Jewish nation came to Eretz Israel? Have you seen a nation that came after 2,000 years back to its land with the same position, ruchnis and gashmis in stratification of the nation? Huh? No nation did it. And also in the third century, there is a prophecy of the Christianity. Koimer, Christomos. He was Yochanan Christomos, one of the head of the He made a prophecy. The Jewish nation will never come to Eretz Israel and will never come to Jerusalem. Never. Yeah, it was obvious. It was obvious. Why? Why it was obvious? Because the Jewish nation was in a very bad position. There's no choice of coming back. He can give a prophecy. Who cares? And now, after 70 years after the Jewish nation came to Eretz Yisrael, the Vatican couldn't accept him. Till now, they neglect. There's no Shach Yerushalayim. They can. And then they admit there was one prophecy that they had. The book Hashem, according to my book, you can take a look, there are 200 prophecies written in the Mekoyeres, and 125 were fulfilled till our days. It's amazing. There's nothing in history. Prophecies is not a part of the history, because prophecy was... prophecy is only... It's only for the Jewish nation. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Rebbe Shloinom, can, when if not only the Amcho, if not, would be separate. As Rashi says, it's prophecy. Pray for prophecy. Nisim gluim. The one most one give make a prophecy with a Gentile. Excuse me, can do. It's limited. Rashi speaks about Bilam. Bilam is a special case. So prophecy is ours. All those 100,000 prophets that were in this history. So this one of the prophecies that we came back to Eretz Israel. We came back to Eretz Israel with Baruch Hashem, the Eretz Israel, is built. A gewaltige Sache. So why, what connection with this? What connection between coming back to Eretz Israel? Because the way of the redemption is built at the first stage of the redemption of the Geule will be coming back to Eretz Israel. It concerns the Bible by Mekubolim Mashiach ben Yosef. this was a bit of story in his vision. We come Shevet Mishrael, look the Romer Chaim says, Mashiach ben Yosef, we come Bederech HaTeva. Mashiach ben Yosef is not, it's according to Ramchal, according to Mashiach, according to Ibn Ezra, according to the Or Chaim is not a human being, it's angelic power that is sent from heaven to lead in using people by hook or by crook, by using everybody to motivate the redemption through physical build of this state of this day as a preparation, as an introduction for the future Mashiach ben David. This is written somewhere in Ramchal, in Amar HaGeula, in Elad, in Kedat Hashem Tzvakot, in Elad, 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 Elad. So this after this nation makes the greatest surprise in the world and come back to earth this world. After this test will be the second stage. They go and they say it in Mashiach ben Ephraim. Mashiach ben Ephraim, the power that make the challenge against whom? As the Ramchal says, the Madrian. Dorach Kochav Miyankev. The miracle way of the miracle Anoge. The Jewish nation will Dorach, will not. It goes through the Derech HaTeva. We come Shevet B'Yisroel. Derech HaTeva. Umachatz Patem Moav. This state was make a fight. Chemet Shesht HaYamim. And Umachatz Patem Moav. And conquered and can smash Patem Moav, the side of Moab. It means always the West Bank. You shake all the nation, all the world, West Bend, all this. And then Vayermi Yaakov, the Ramchal says, Vayermi Yaakov, Koach Haridu is Mashiach ben Yosef, he'll use the power of Yankev, he's the lawyer, he's not Israel, Ve'evid Sarid Meir, to make the challenge, to make a provocation, and Sarid Meir, who is Sarid Meir? Rabbi says, Amalek. This provocation, this state will make against Amalek, according to my opinion, is Persian. And then Persian will be hurt because of the nuclear bomb that they're trying to develop. And then, or Rahman Islam, and then all the Tzirasha, all the Resha, Tzirasha of Hezbollah, and then Hashem Irachem, and then, Yesham, Vagalil Yechera, Vashek Budistova, Vashem Irachem, will be. It will be a destructive position here. We have this is what's considered according to Pekin Rabbi Ezer, as he said Pekin Lamed Beis, Ishmoel Ache Ishma Kel Menachas Bnei Yisroel. This name of Ishmoel, it's not because Ishmoel is called Shoma Hashem. It's on the future time. As we say, the Ishmoel is the name about the future, Ishmoel, Achikra. And then we have two Nechomes. I found two Nechomes in this prophecy. The one Nechomes, Anshe Gvudis Tovavu, so Yerushalayim will be out of this. This attack of missiles, I don't know Hashem Irach, what will be in the future time, Yerushalayim is safe. And according to the Goyen is Goyeret Anshe Chol Yistovavu. If somebody is Bchinav Kodesh, as he is saved. So Yerushalayim is saved anyway, and Anshe Kodesh will be also saved. This is, so don't worry. And also, it's a project to make it true, because all this Chevre Mashiach, it's not a punishment. It's a way how the Jewish nation will make tshuva. It's the only way to make tshuva is through fightness. The same thing. The same thing has its Mitzrayim, the purification of the Kura Barzel of Mitzrayim, the purified Jewish nation to come to be enslaved to Ribon Shloyom. It's written, Va'eshbor moitos ulchem va'oilech eschem komemius. What did Ribon Shloyom broke? No. Va'eshbor moitos ulchem. I heard Gevaltik is a pshat from Mashgiach Mitzvah Yoram Bonyansky. He said, well, according to Rashi, the ox have a yoke is attached to the wagon by pins. It's a stick and a pins. Vayesh bar moitos lechem. He broke the pins attached to the yoke to the wagon. But now took a new wagon, and he assembled it, took the yoke. Now the yoke is good. It made the achnoy for Ribbono Shel Olam. It changed because to be nichnem to power. Now nichnoy for Ribbono Shel Olam. It's changing yoke from one to the other. But it's not breaking the yoke. There's no freedom. We have no freedom. We are not free. Avodim, Yetziat Mitzrayim, met avdus. They didn't. They no freedom. Our freedom because every melech. Ah, givat the gezach. Yeah. Anyway, also this task of the previous Gentile exile. The same thing. Chabad Chaim said. Also, law will be the same thing. Kereset Chamer Tzaren Yiflot. It doesn't refer only about the Geuda, but the Shibud. And the Shibud would be on Ishmoel. Ishmoel is the road, the heavenly road that is, has to be punishment. Punish us. Shayahu Novi said, Ve'am lo shav ad hamakeu. The nation didn't come back to hamakeu. Whoever is holding the stick and beats him, ad hamakeu. We have to understand that Shmuel is a pion. It's a puppet. The puppet. The Moshe is playing with him to make Israel tshuva. It's not. They are not. It's written. All the makeres. So after this, all the Western world will make the fight against Persia, against Parad, against Iran. Now, it's written in the first chapter, the Abarbanel and the Amadim deal that all the three parts of the Western nature will make a fight against Persia. And it will be a big battle. Amadim said, wow. It's the same memory in the Gemara in Yudamut Alishama, that Persia will fall under Roma. At it paras the world beyond Roma, and Roma beyond paras, the second memory, Rabbi Oimer, the both will be fulfilled, and the lot of blood will be spilled there. Achmon is
not.
It's not machlokes. Both. The Rambam says this. Rambam says both. Because Iran, Persia is preparing. Oh, Achmon is Hashem and Achmon. What will it be? Oh, of course, there will be new. There will be a bomb in the state from the east. The Zohar Kodesh state from the east. We're making milchama with the west for 3 months. I don't know. Maybe it's North Korea. Who knows? But it's written. This is also it's a part of this complex. But how it fit together? I don't know. And I know how to assemble this part. How Persia is supposed how because we have to explain how those old Malchuyas will come here this way. And it's written. Rambam says that. And after those all the Persian all the world will make a coalition and make a campaign against Persia and defeat. What will be later? Of course, according to our point of view, after the Muslim will be heard by the West. Of course, the West, the Mapat Adrachim Europeit, the roadmap, the European roadmap is transferred from the occupied territories. We hear it from your other European land. America is stopping them because they want to make the eviction, the transfer from 650,000 settlements like us from this West Bank. This is the purpose because it's a nuclear bomb the whole world is based on this man. All for this reason, all the Western nations are against us because they say you are holding the Arabs. Don't give them the whites. This is our modern sprach. Rabbi Meister, what was the second step? All the Western and all the East and West 185,000 will come to make the evacuation, to make the transfer from all the Jewish people from the West Bank, even Betar. They are supposed to do it. They are supposed to do it because they said no choice. Israel here, Palestine here, and then the Novi speak. B'shat nefesh rotim la'avi et arzi le'sheirit ha'goyim. Three prokim speaks about this evacuation of the people, all the Rome will come to Earth as well to make the evacuation, to make the transfer. And Bishat Nefesh, not, we have no explanation. and they come, and they come through Moab. Moab, it means they're through Jordan, and they make the rebellion at Jericho, and they come to Emek Yosefat to make the transfer from Jerusalem. It will be the first introduction for the evacuation of all the Jewish nation, Jewish people for all of them. But who is leading this the other bunch now? And it is the cat from Vassar. How to step the cat to the water. How do you make it? Now you want to say, now I need a cannon flesh, start with him. Cannon flesh. The cannon needs some flesh to make it. They are shooting a cannon. It needs a flesh. The same thing in Egypt. Indeed, that's in Egypt. How the Asher Zman Tesaper was named Mitzrayim, Asher Istolalti Mitzrayim, Vidatem Kani Hashem. The robot is using the Egyptian nation as a flesh for the cannon to play around on them. What its task? Vidatem Kani Hashem. The Jewish nation has to know. Because the redemption might go through Tshuva. And the Jewish nation will be Dorshu Kol Ohayo. Shem Erachim. And the only way to make Tshuva the Jewish nation by making the new revelation of Ribbono Shel Olam here in Eretz Yisrael. And same thing as in Nifloes we were in Mitzrayim, Aseres HaMakkos, will be a new Aseres HaMakkos here in Eretz Yisrael on East and West. Ribbono using Mechia Samolik. It's the same Mechia Samolik, Arava Driven, and the Kominik Mazenu. They are Nakala Moshiach. They are Nakala Moshiach. What before? Ribbono, there was no church. The Konnes and Sivis, the Jewish nation time, Purim time, they weren't deserved for Yeshua because the Chilu Hashem. Chilu Hashem, by time of the Vranetzar, they banged themselves to the gold statue. There is no, the Kiloy Chupar of Avonaz at Mosul. But the Rebbe, he won, as he found Mechia Samolik. Ah, but Rebbe, I'm going to make Mechia Samolik. Ah, Molek! Let's do Mechia Samolik, and then I'll kill Moshiach. Then I heard from Mashgiach, from Yitzchak Yochanan Borodiansky, from Kolder, he says that. And the future time will be Dor Shekol Chayav. The only way is to make me Nekome. Nekome. And this is the Ramban saying in Sofa Azinu, that there is no condition of tshuva. Kidav avodom ikom. There, Boris will be a Beharit, Behabit Ochal Basar. No question about it. The Nekom Ribbono will be on the gentle nation because of the Hershey, Adal worship, because of the pogroms and the Holocaust, and because the Postuk says, the Novi, because of transgressing, of just transferring the Jewish nation from Beshat Nevesh Me'arsi. And Navi, there is a going. There is a big list. And through this, Nekome. This will come and go and save her because we are supposed to be in Tshuva. So this procedure of this miraculous miracles. So there will be a new Aseres HaMakkos. This is Ribbono is leading all the world. All the world will come here and excuse me because of the excuse that I have to say something that is not kosher with this place. But the progress of the electronic power of delivering vision, picture, and video in real time, it came to the light, to the highest level in the history, that the time of the Ribbono was revealing himself here in Eretz Yisrael, all the nation will know a peaceful place and no, it didn't see it, was it for the show, it was not, you wonder it was a fart, no, everything will be white, everything right, all the world is seen. And see, this is the positive. I don't speak about the concern of this equipment. I'll be speaking in a couple of minutes. And then the Ribbono is supposed to make these gallows. And then, according to all the fortunes, the dams far there, damn blood, the dams, all the heavens, the sky, the shamayim, will die, damn, and they will kill one each other, it's dams. Far there is Rash Godel. And then the dams for their kinim. All the rivers will be zefet. All the chayot, chayot, dever, shechin, borod. The historic borod is still waiting in heaven to be thrown. Borod arbe choshech, darkness, and makas bechot. All of them will perish. Only few that will. We stay alive, those who make tshuva and jury, and also those will be heard by, there will be signs of those makkos, there will be a body, and there will be the witnesses to go to all the nations to give their witness. By that, the world will be astonished. And then, of course, again, Yom Hashem, the terrible, awesome day will be fulfilled, and one third of the universe will be survived. Of the Hashem. Who knows? Hashem Rachim. This is explain how all the world will come back. And it explains that all of them will be a burning wood for Gehenem, because Yom Hashem Gedol V'Neiro, that will be in the future time, it will be the sun which suddenly grows out from the skull cover, and it will be hurt, it will be burned the whole world. But it has to burn somebody. It has to burn all this Kvod Shamayim that comes from this burning, from this, for this destruction on those nations. It will be a big Kiddush Hashem in the future time. There's a burning of Gedol. Of course, those days will be all Yom Hashem Gedol V'Neiro. It's also to us, because it's everything is preparation to make tshuva. Because the clippers of the heart, clippers have to be removed by Golos Yishmoel, and then the revelation in the future time. And no, not a lot. I don't know what with Achuzim, but it's the same thing as it's happened in Mitzrayim. Because Choshech. It was my 20 chamushim, 20%. There was somebody is 1,500, but 20 chamushim. And what was the reason? They didn't want to be revealed, redeemed. They didn't want to go. In the future time, so what is the level of this level? The rough of surviving. This is the main important for us, because the time we speak about the Goliaths, about the future Goliaths, we speak about it's not a terrible word. The Goliaths, it will be Edom, it's Ishmael, it's the Ikar, it's the burn for us. What is this warm fire? It has to flame the Jewish Gechalim in our heart to encourage ourselves to know that we have everything is for us. And the dream thing made by there is the three points. The triumph of the triangle of the Jewish is the Kutsch Baruch Hu Israel v'Oraisa. And in history in Mitzrayim, whoever Kmar is to be Jewish, the level is to be Jewish. They want to be redeemed. They want to be Jewish. This is what it's time. But after we've got Ribono Shel Olam, we've got the Torah, we've got the Jewish nation. Now we have three points. Kutsch Baruch Hu Israel v'Oraisa. Whoever is fulfilling this nikkud of Kutsch Baruch Hu Israel v'Oraisa, he'll be safe. He'll be safe. I have to read it for being a mocker. It was written somehow. Okay. The language is too good for me. It was translated. I didn't understand what in Hebrew. But they made a nice job. Anyway. אז מה זה כמה, זה חיבור של ריבונו של עולם, זכור שמיר השבת כלחוסן. רשי טיינס חסד, וזוכר לכם עירי שמי, because whoever will believe זה עירי השם וחויש ושמוי. הוא אז עירי השם, זוכר עירי שמי, רשי סי שם רשבת. Because שבת, קודם כל רבן, is a fourth דיברה, that it includes אנוי חילו ילך על הוסיסו. זאת, what they give you, אם משנה בורי סי סמבן נזמחה לשבת, like a Gentile, like a Goy, hold over, it's not because Kony called hold over. The Mice, this is the Hebrew, Ashmir Shabbos Kilchos. The Hebrew to Teire, Hebrew Teire, the Chavetz Chaim say, Ben Teire. And Teire true Jew who is completely separate from the non-Jews will not be subjected. As we find that in Egypt, when the two people drank from the same cup, one an Egyptian drank blood, and the other an Israeli drank water. This shows that the fact that there is no rule whatever over a Jew who is separate entirely from the non-Jew. That is the rule. Ben Tere, and to be separate from the non-Jew. And the Maril Diskin is precising this. Those who are separate from the non-Jew, it doesn't mean that they must be one of the 36 righteous individuals. Rather, they must be separate from the way of the non-Jews and have no contact with their culture, not with their newspaper, not with their music and books. to be entirely separate for them. And then Hashem will say, you are mine and you are under different authority, so no one else will rule over you. This is with the Maharil Diskin, the Batu Nevim, 200 years ago, they spoke that they said that in the future battle, the Ikra Nekudeh is to be separate, to be isolated for a while from the Western culture. Ah, by the time we see how much we are connected to this Western culture and all its branches, that we have to appreciate this in the void. Anyway, the time, that this is the wrath of transfer. So the time to make a sikkum, to make a summarize, we spoke about the pig, the Rabbezer, they speak about Malchus, and especially the Malchus for Ishmael. Even Ishmael is not mentioned in the vision presently, because according to in the highest is not mentioning. The Maharal is asking the question, why Shmuel is mentioned? He says it's the highest. Shmuel is Pere Odom. The Shaykh is Odom, it's a Pere. So the highest want to make special person authority that they are neglecting, they are denying the Malchus Shomayim. But Shmuel is saying, I'm sacrificing myself for Malchus Shomayim. So it's not a part of the highest. This is the Maharal I explained. But anyway, the part of the vision of the statues of the stone, that the legs were part of clay, is Shmuel, and is a part of the way of to purify the Jewish nation by the Kura Barzel in the future time. And we say that those Malchus come to help us. It's not a vision. It's a vision of kindness, of affection, to help us to understand that these Goliaths are for this reason. Zohar Kodesh asked even the Erev Rab. He said, why the Ribbono Shel Olam is not mechale the Erev Rab? So Tachlit, the song, because the task of the song is to save the rose. Even the song sisal that covers the rose, every time. Because the Erev Rav and all that to keep us. But and Duchka, the Erev Rav, mekarev lanu purkon. As I say, the Duchka, the Docha, Docha, all the bitter life that the Erev Rav do to us, there it's for us, mekarev purkon. So time we see that Malchiyot Gavot Echad Mashniya and all the pirates. We have to be prepared for the future time. The future time, we have to prepare, and we have to make us to feel that everything is going to the darkness of the Gilde. And even the baby is coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and Shmuel is making our stories. And now those as Western culture now begin to against now no product, all the products of the Shtachim. It's not it's signed. Nobody can know this. It's signed. And it's a first, and then Hashem will be according to what I said. So we have to be prepared ourselves in Hashem. We hope that this will be soon and make a tshuva, and the Western send that the Carlos Benakel.